Life Engineering, processes that combine science, wisdom, and spirituality to build a life of alignment. Joining Dr. Pat is your host, Gabriella Embon, bringing you bi-weekly wisdom nuggets, your step-by-step guidance to build a life of no regrets. Stay tuned as they uncover powerful processes for you to realize your true potential. Are you ready for some magic wisdom? Life Engineering starts now.
I love that introduction. I love that. Hey, everybody, welcome. This show today, Gabriella has created this episode today that is so important for all of us. And it has to do with how we embark on what the world has called now a vision. Now, you're going to hear it from her perspective, but what is it about that vision that moves you forward in life in one of two ways? You could either move forward in life with no regrets, or you can move forward in life, looking over your shoulder and just thinking, I shoulda, woulda, coulda, and boy, that does not get you anywhere. So today, fasten your seatbelt, because if you have a vision, it's great. If you want a vision that's going to move you towards a life of no regrets, this is the show. Gabriella Wright, welcome. This is so good to talk about this, isn't it?
Thank you so much, Dr. Pat. I'm very excited for today's show. It feels like a natural continuity from what we spoke about last week, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Here's the thing. This is so important. I don't know quite how to say it, but let me ask you the question. I think I learned this from my corporate career. Mm-hmm. I think, working in HR when we're talking about the 80s in HR and right in the 90s, there was a conversation about a vision, but the missing piece was always having a vision without regrets, because in corporate America, it is a performance-based system and it's very difficult. It's very difficult to manage this, but let's talk about the importance of a vision. I am not quite sure that I know any successful company or entrepreneur that doesn't talk about their vision. I don't know, maybe you do.
No, I don't. You said it very well. And today I'm excited to talk about this, like you mentioned, how important it is. And I'm excited to answer 4 questions. Why is it important? And you started with the first question, and then really to go into how do I find what I want, right? How do I create a vision? How do I answer, is it a good vision, right? And what to do if I'm not clear of what I want. So I'm really excited to dive into this. And to answer your question, why is it important to have a vision? It's because it's the way, it's the first step to exercise our creative power, right? It's living without a vision doesn't allow us to create a life of intention. And exercising our free power and free will in a way that impacts others, in a way that we're using our gifts, is what we're truly here for.
Yeah.
So when we're not doing what we're here for, we end up getting busy doing other things, as we said last time. And I'm sure we don't want to get busy doing other things. We all want to create a life that when we look back, we are proud of ourselves, we have no regrets, and a life we are enjoying, a life that feels that we are happy. The happiness, right, that we talked about, the joy we feel as we're moving forward in life. So it's all about creating a life of intention.
Yeah. I want to ask you a question. I was talking to a friend of mine about this show we were going to do today. And, you know, they asked me a question, and I'm going to ask you the question too. They said, well, Pat, you know, I know the way you think about life. You go back very, very, very young. And I said, I got to ask you, when do you think we have the first sense of a vision? I said, that's easy. It's almost at birth. And they looked at me like, what are you saying? I said, here's the difference. When you are born and you are at that infancy stage, your vision is innate. It's intuitive. It is the thing that says, I am hungry. Now, why am I bringing that? This was my friend. And I said, look, think about it for yourself. But you have kids. Don't you think your child, in order for your girl, when the first step she took, let me ask you a question. How long do you think she held the vision for her to walk? I said, come on, give me an answer. Because every day she was trying to get up and drove you crazy. So that was, so I don't have any science to back it, but we tend to ignore our vision that comes from within and the vision that comes from out sometimes.
You see, children spend most of their time actually in what we call a theta brainwave. You brought up the topic of childhood. And when we are in that brainwave, we are more connected to our purpose or to the higher part of us, to our higher self, actually. So you can look at it as a ladder. Even though children are tiny in size, they are high in the ladder of consciousness. And the higher we are in that ladder of consciousness, right, the closer we get to what we're here for. And then life happens and we start getting down that ladder.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so much easier. I actually, if I may share, I have.
Yeah, please.
And I've shared this with some of my students that I have a very vivid picture of myself in kindergarten. And that everybody was playing. The kids were playing. And I am sitting, and this is in Argentina, I'm sitting by the window. And I am looking through the window and these high windows where you need to put a chair to climb. And then I'm sitting there holding my knees and I am just staring through the window and I am visualizing. I actually remember spending hours through my young years and even teenage years visualizing what I want, my ideal life.
Yeah. That's why I asked the question, because this is about entering the realm of creating. Let's talk about what it feels like to be creating and what it feels like when we don't create, because I'm telling you, this is pivotal for me. And the reason that this is so important, I'm experiencing a little bit of this this week, this month. Mm-hmm. But it's not that I'm not creating, it's that the details are greater than the creative energy I'm allowing. So let's talk about what happens when we don't create. Hello, what does that look like?
So when we don't create, and I will, I said that we get to live a default life, or we get busy in things we're not very happy dealing with problems, but I can call this, we tend to be existing when we're not creating. So I like to distinguish the difference between existing and living, right? Existing is basically the occupying space. And dealing with our needs to exist, to occupy space, to be here, with our existential needs. So when we are, that's existing. Living, on the contrary, is actually designing a life that is in alignment with who we are, that is a mirror of our gifts, that is in alignment with what we want. Without having to marry that vision, the vision can change, but it's the vision for the now. So when we are not living, we are by default existing. I rather be living. I rather be using my creative power to create impact and to grow.
Yeah.
I mean, we grow when we are existing too, because solving problems help us grow. But we get to choose how we grow. We don't only have creative power, we also have free will of how we go through this journey.
Yeah. But this is so important to know. Everybody wants to know what's your why. You know, knowing your why is important, but knowing your what, that is the guiding light. You know, you can sit and ponder your why, but if you don't know, I just got off a call with Linda today. They're going to a very important meeting in the township tonight. And I said to them, listen, you guys have done a lot of work. You know what? Just show up. You know what you want to say. It doesn't matter how you say it. You know why you're there. You know what you're going to do, right? We don't think about this enough. Let's talk about it, because how does the vision and the what connect each other so that we get to make decisions like today? They're going to a very important meeting at the township about something that wasn't done right. Not the easiest thing to do, but they're doing it. How do we get from the what to the decisions that are going to enact our vision?
Well, the first step, and you mentioned the why, I think the why helps us understand the what.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
The why answers the questions as to what has meaning for us. If we understand what has meaning for us, then we can design a vision that will be in alignment with that. But the first step in moving forward, in creating anything, in changing anything, or improving anything, is really the what do we want? And that's the million-dollar question. And it doesn't feel good when we don't know what it is. And I think we all go through those periods when we are not clear, right, what we want. We tend to underestimate the power of clarity. I'll tell you an example. When I did a career change, right, from engineering to coaching, before I knew that I want to become certified and become a coach, I actually asked myself, what can I do that is not engineering? And I used to, I remember my thoughts telling, there's nothing else that I know how to do. I don't know what I want because there's nothing else that I know how to do. So my default was to look around what I already know, like, for example, to teach sciences. So confusion is real, but we want to understand, the first step in knowing what we want is to understand the difference between the what and the how. And if any of our coaches are listening, they're going to laugh because we talk about that in the course. But many times the confusion happens when we mix the what with the how. So the simplest way to look at it is we can make decisions with our heart or our true self, and we can make decisions with our brain, right? Mm-hmm. Most people tend to their brain to make decisions. The brain doesn't have that capacity for that clarity. The capacity of the brain's capacity for clarity is for the how. You tell the brain what you want, and the brain will help you find a way to get there. It's an analytical tool that is the servant of the what. And the what comes from our inspiration, from our true self, from our heart, any way you want to describe it. It's our truth. It doesn't have, you cannot reason with it. It's just a sense of knowing. And then we use our brain to get there. So we make a decision with our heart and we take our brain with us. But most of the time, it goes like this. I think I want to become a tattoo artist, but I don't think this I'll be able to make money with this. And I think my parents will be really disappointed. So I don't know what I want. So what happened is that we know what we want, but then came my brain and killed my what? And now they're like this. And now the person says, I'm really confused. I don't know what I want. The first thing we want to do is do this. Wait a second. This is your what, and this is your how. You might not know how to get there. You might not believe it's possible. You might believe you're going to be judged, but let's call them for what they are. You know what you want, but you don't think it's possible or a viable option for you.
Yeah.
Does it make sense?
It does make sense. And it's so important. And it's so funny you brought up the tattoo thing. I did want to be, when I moved to Seattle, I want to become a tattoo artist. And this is the tattoo mecca of the, well, it's a big place for tattoos. But when I went to get my first tattoo, I was allergic to the ink. So you cannot really be a tattoo artist if you can't get tattoos. But what I looked at is I said, do I really want to be a tattoo artist or do I like doing designs? And what I realized, I love doing tattoo designs. But the point that you brought up is a very important one. I want to ask you, you hear people say this a lot. I'm confused. I hear it a lot. I've not used that term much in my life at all. You know, the only time I was confused that I can think of recently is when I went to put my table tennis robot together and I couldn't figure out the instructions, right? But I wasn't confused at that point. I didn't know how to do it. Clarity, please talk about the importance of clarity.
Clarity is... it's a very strong force that awakens our creativity. And that's why our brain is so afraid of it. I think because our brain is allergic to change, right? Then our brain is afraid of clarity. So we don't realize that many times we actually know what we want, but we're using confusion as a coping mechanism to avoid changing. We're using confusion to stay where we are. And so that's the power of clarity. I love that word, because clarity is not just, okay, I know what I want. It moves you even if you think you want. Then you go, okay, I'm clear what I want, now what? Wait, because once you're clear what you want, the what becomes inevitable and it pushes you. And that's why we're so afraid of it, right? That's why the brain is so afraid of it. So, but there are ways to understand if what I want is the right thing, because many times people think they know what they want, but their what is not actually a clean what, as I call it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So the idea is that we want a clean what. What is a clean what? A clean what is a choice that comes from inspiration and not from a place of correction or obligation.
Right.
Right.
I totally love this.
Many times, many, many times we think we know what we want and we don't realize that what we're choosing is just to solve a problem or to correct our childhood.
Mm-hmm. What you're talking about is so important, and people get confused because we're going to talk about what happens when we have the imposter show up and want to challenge us. And I love what you're talking about because I get asked this question a lot. And when I go back and I think people don't like the answer I give them. They want a big answer for how'd you come up with the idea of the network and positive talk and all of this. And I said, well, let me explain one thing simply. I stuttered when I was a kid, so I know what it's like to be silent. So, of course, naturally, if there was a venue where I could help other people have a voice, why not? But they said, the network. I mean, where did that come from? I said, I knew I wanted something positive in the world. I knew it had to be the venue that I was in. But I didn't know how it was going to be built. I could see the vision from day one. But then what you just said started to happen. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about now, when you come from the heart, how the heart will also guide you to the what, to the next steps. If we, in fact, don't start judging ourselves and our own vision, right?
Of course. If we embrace it and accept it. And one way to know if this is a clean vision is to ask ourselves, why do we want it? And if we want it for the right reasons, magic happens, right? Your heart will push you, will pull you into moving forward. You will attract the resources. I always say, I know what I want. I'm not sure how to get there yet, but it will happen. Because the moment I know what I want, the how will present itself. The how can be acquired, it can be changed. If I don't know how, I can work on that. If I have fears, I can work on them. The what? No. The what is yours, right? So once you're clear about the what you want to watch, the magic happens. And the way is going to come. The answers are going to come either through other people or when you are quiet, you're going to receive the inspiration of what's the next step.
Yeah, we're going to talk about this. I want to take a minute to just let everybody know that they're listening to Life Engineering. Gabriella, with you, but let's take a minute because you vision check, your what check, your why check, and you've created something. How do we tell people about where to go to find out more about you and what you created, what your vision is?
Well, people can find about us at thecoachingacademy.net. And my vision is always preparing the next generation of life coaches so they can also help others live a life of no regrets.
Yeah. I want to talk about this idea now that we're in this, that we're in the realm now. We're in the realm of I'm moving. I'm taking a step, right? But somebody says something to me about what I'm doing, and I'm like, really? You don't think I can do it? Okay, so let's talk about this idea of a clean vision or a clean what, and what do we do to keep that clean? Because if we don't address this, then how are we going to help and manifest from the vision to the what, to the action, right? This is where I think most people really falter at this point.
Yes. So definitely you want to be careful who you share your what with, because not everybody will agree with it. and it's fine. And people normally will share their opinions from a place of love and concern, genuine love and concern. But it's up to us to say, and I remember actually one saying that, no, this is not what I want. This is what I want. And I'm not going to go the other way. So that is on us, right? Yeah. We have free will. And also understanding, what's important to understand is that the path of alignment, it's very personal and narrow. Not only personal, it's very narrow. So it's much easier to be misaligned than it is to be aligned. So what's in alignment for me might be completely different for somebody else. It's really important not to compare ourselves or take on other people's stuff. Very, very important.
Yeah.
And if I may, I would love to suggest, what do we do when we don't know what we want? Right. Because we're talking about the importance of that, but what happens when we truly don't know what we want? Can we talk about that?
Yeah, because see, that step before, that one where you start to question yourself, it puts you back in the cycle of, well, maybe I really don't know what I want, right?
Exactly. So, well, first, again, we want to call things for what they are. If we really don't know what we want, we can say, I don't know what I want, and we'll talk about what we do. Or sometimes say, I know what I want, but I'm really scared of disappointing people. If you don't know what you want, we can ask for what we want. We can pray for clarity, right? And then wait for it to come our way. The inspiration will come. For some people, it happens when they are with others, when they listen to a podcast, like it happened to me, or when they are just quietly on their own. But you can also help yourself by journaling on powerful questions. For example, if nobody would judge you, if there were no constraints, if money was not an issue, what would you do? And my favorite question is, if you were not dealing with the problems you're dealing right now, with the challenges you're dealing right now, what would you be focusing on? What would you be creating?
Yeah.
I love that question. If I was not dealing with the challenges I have in my life right now, what would I be creating? Because sometimes we unconsciously create those challenges.
Yeah.
So we don't have to face the fear of creating our vision.
Yeah. That's the revelation now. See, when we can get to that point, and that's why I love what we previously talked about, because now we're at the point where we get to explore this again. And you're right about it. I love those questions. You know, if you didn't have all of the things, the problems, the situations, the fires you're putting out, what would you be? What? Like, what is the what that pops up? And, you know, people can answer that. Sometimes it's so even scary to say it. Like, if I wasn't doing this right now, what would be my what? Now, let me ask you a question, because you talked about praying, and I want to make sure that we share that with people today. But I also want to say, it's okay not to know. It's okay to have some days where you say, I'm not clear today. I mean, I thought I was going to become a clinical psychologist in Washington State. And I was faced with making a choice. Do I not do that and look at 10 years of education because I didn't want to do clinical psychology without talking about spirituality in my state? I knew I didn't want to do it. The minute I made that decision, I entered into the zone that you just mentioned. But what do I want to do? I've removed that obstacle now. I don't have to worry about taking the boards. That's gone. Everything is in front of me, isn't it?
Absolutely. And there are different ways we can get to that word. And for some people, they straightforward know what they want. But for others, it's more about what is that I don't want. And when you say, I don't want this anymore, that's where a beautiful window of openness gets created. And the humility to say, show me. You are observant. You are open. You're perceptive.
Yeah. Now, help us here in the time we have left. This is so important. Because I don't want to see people give up and throw in the towel when there's a solution like the one you have. You know, people, again, they want to really find their mojo again. They want to be at the place you and I are talking about. Let's see how we might help them and give them some tools on what they can do around this.
So the first, I think the first step is to recognize if we're using confusion as an excuse or as a coping mechanism to avoid moving forward because there's any fear of rocking the boat, as we say. And having that clarity helps. Clarity is what moves us. If I'm clear that I actually know what I want, but I am telling myself I'm confused, that's one thing that we can do. And if we don't know what we want, if we truly don't know and we want to know, right? Because we have to want to know, truly ask ourselves, what would I do if my life situations or circumstances were absolutely ideal? And understand that the answer doesn't have to come right away. It's an open question. Be open to receive the answer in any way. Even when you're watching a Netflix show, the answer might show. But it's being open to receive the answers. It's asking the questions and asking for the answers to come your way. Journaling is a great tool to get the internal answers out.
I want to talk about something else. You said prayer. Pray. I can't tell you how many times I've dropped to my knees, even as recently as today. And there was a time I wouldn't do that. That's for another show. But there's something that happens in that moment of absolute surrender, asking for what you want and being grateful in advance for it. How does this work? How does this help us at all?
What you mentioned now, you remind me. Before I did my career change, I was 35, was my birthday, and I went to blow my candle. And I said, my wish is I want to know what I want for my life. I didn't want to do engineering anymore. And I blew the candle, and I witnessed the energy of my request being sent like a magnetic field to the universe. And I'm telling you, the answer came right away, 2 months later, through a dream. So I love the language of the universe. Prayer can come in different ways, and answers can come in different ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gabriella, thank you. What's your message? What is your personal message? What would you like to leave us with, please?
Don't settle for confusion. Don't settle for confusion. Experience the beauty of clarity. It's exquisite.
I wanted to say to everybody, if you want to find out more about Gabriella, please, and if you've missed any part of this, please check it out. But go to coachingacademy.net. We're doing a whole series here together. This is part two. Remember, put it down. Put whatever you're doing down for a minute. Take 60 to 90 seconds of nothing on your to-do list and see what shows up. Gabriella, thank you so much. What a powerful show. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pat.
Thank you. All of you, the best audience on the planet. Colton, thank you for a great show. And for all of you out there, this is a powerful message. Yes, you have it in you. All you got to do is just follow what Gabriella said today. We'll see you next time.
You have been listening to Life Engineering, processes that combine science, wisdom, and spirituality to create a life of alignment on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join host Gabriella Embon and Dr. Pat every first and third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific for bi-weekly wisdom nuggets on how to create your perfect synergy between your mind, body, and spirit in order to realize your true potential. For more information, visit Gabriella at CoachingAcademy.net.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.